The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water management in our state. Laura Ramos, the director at the California Water Institute, shares insight on groundwater sustainability plans.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about minimum threshold under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and what that means to the groundwater sustainability plans, or GSPs. When California passed SGMA in 2014, it marked a turning point in how we manage groundwater. The law requires that groundwater basins achieve sustainability within 20 years. Now here's where minimum thresholds come in. Each GSP must define key components, including measurable objectives and minimum thresholds. A minimum threshold is the red line. It represents the point at which conditions become unacceptable. Under SGMA, basins must avoid 6 undesirable results. Minimum thresholds are set for each of these sustainability indicators. For example, a GSA might set a minimum threshold for groundwater levels in a monitoring well. If water levels drop below that elevation, it signals a risk of undesirable results, like nearby domestic wells going dry. In areas with clay layers, excessive groundwater decline can trigger irreversible land subsidence. Once these clay soils compress, they don't rebound. That's why setting protective minimum thresholds is so critical. But here's the challenge. Minimum thresholds aren't one size fits all. They must reflect local conditions, hydrology, land use, well depth, infrastructure, and community needs. GSAs use historical data, modeling, and monitoring networks to determine where that red line should be. Set it too leniently, and communities and ecosystems could suffer. Set it too aggressively, and it only imposes steep pumping restrictions that are difficult to implement. What's especially important is that minimum threshold must consider vulnerable communities. In many rural areas, domestic wells are shallower than agriculture wells. If groundwater drops too low, households can lose access to water before large production wells are affected. That's why thoughtful threshold setting is not just about hydrology, it's about equality. In many ways, minimum thresholds are the guardrails of SGMA that define how much decline is too much. They turn the concept of sustainability into something measurable and enforceable. And ultimately, they represent California's commitment to protecting groundwater, not just for today's users, but for future generations. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.